Go out the gate right behind the peasants. Shadow Spinner won't take any in, but those willing to help raise his earthworks and dig his burial trenches. The former means laboring under falls of missiles directed by old friends inside, while the latter means making the bed where you will lie as soon as you are useful no longer. Hard choices. Mogaba cannot fathom why his military genius isn't universally hailed. He doesn't mess with the Nguyen Bao. Not yet. They haven't contributed much to Dejigore's defense, but they don't sap resources either. Their babies are getting fat while the rest of us tighten our belts. You don't see many dogs or cats now. Horses manage only because they are militarily protected, and then only a handful of them. We're going to eat hearty when the last fodder is gone. Small game, like rats and pigeons, are becoming scarce. Sometimes you hear the outraged protest of a crow taken by surprise. The Nguyen Bao are survivors. They're a race possessed of a single, impassive face. Mogaba does not bother them mainly because, when anybody does, the whole bunch gets pissed off. And they consider fighting a really serious, holy business. They stay out of the way when they can, but they aren't pacifists. A couple of times, the Shadowlanders have regretted trying to push through their part of town. The Nguyen Bao generated an amazing amount of carnage both times. Rumor among the Jaikuri says they eat their enemies. It is true. Human bones showing evidence of butchery and cookery have been found. Jaikuri are mainly of the Guni religion. Guni are vegetarians. I do not believe the Nguyen Bao are responsible, but Ki Dam refuses to deny even the blackest allegation against his people. Maybe he will accept any canard that makes the Nguyen Bao seem more dangerous. Maybe he wants that kind of talk, so fear will build. Survivors grasp the tools at hand. I wish they would talk. I'd bet they could tell stories that would curl your toes and straighten your hair. Ah, Dejigore. Those halcyon days, slouching through hell with a smile on. How long before all the fun goes out of the town? Chapter 7. Bone, tired. Just as I had been every night for as long as I could remember. I went to take my turn on the wall. I had no ambition at all and even less energy. Seated in a crenel, I heaped aspersions on the ancestors of all my bitty Shadowlander buddies. I am afraid I lacked creativity, but I made up for that with virulence.